HarperCollins presents Darkest Night by Jenny O'Brien, read by Janine Cooper Marshall. Chapter 1. Christine. Saturday the 9th of May, 6 a.m, Llandudno. Consciousness came upon her slowly, memories flickering through her mind, memories she was afraid to summon from the shadow of sleep. Christine had never been any good in the mornings, usually only surfacing when the gnaw of hunger and the thirst for caffeine overrode the comfort and warmth of her bed. But this morning was different, not that she could put a finger on exactly how or why. Reaching out, she picked up her gold-plated watch and squinted at the dial, just about managing to make out the little hand pointing at the 6. She decided to ignore the box beside her bed. Without her contact, she was as blind as a bat, but with her head thumping, the thought of even lifting the lid had her resting back against the pillow. She'd need a gallon of coffee with a paracetamol chaser before she could even think about starting her day. Friday nights usually followed a defined pattern. She finished work around 5, which allowed her plenty of time to dash to Asda before returning to her top-floor flat along the West Shore to get ready for the evening ahead. Not that it was usually that exciting. Since her divorce, her nightlife had contracted to meeting up with a girlfriend for a few drinks before returning home to an oven-ready pizza, a bottle of Prosecco, and whichever box set she was currently watching on Netflix. Life was predictable and, in truth, a little boring. But boring was as good as it was safe. She rarely deviated from this pattern, and any time she did, it was usually something she regretted in the morning. It had been a hard lesson to learn when at university that what looked hot and handsome through a cocktail-infused haze invariably turned into the proverbial frog when daylight hit. But last night had been different. There'd been more laughter and more fun than she'd had in a very long time. Her eyes snagged on the wall of birthday cards carefully placed on top of her tall boy. She'd been dreading turning 30. Now the only thing she regretted was the headache from hell trying to dig its way out of her skull with the blunt end of a pickaxe. Turning her head slightly, she stared at one card in particular while she tried to piece last night together. It felt as if there was a cloud between what had happened and what she remembered. No. She frowned, her brain addled with the complexity of thinking. It was almost as if someone had sucked the centre out of her memory only to leave a pale outline. She remembered leaving work, just as she remembered the pile of goodies she'd popped in the fridge for later. She even remembered the black silky top and trousers she'd flung on before rushing to leave the flat, the sound of her heels echoing on the stairs. She remembered the man. Her thoughts collapsed in on themselves, hovering on something lurking in the distance. Turning her head, she focused on the mound buried beneath the duvet next to her, a shady memory pushing through the curtain of her mind. So that was it. Her mouth pulled into a thin smile. For the first time since the divorce, she'd dragged some poor, unsuspecting bloke back to the flat for a night of passion. A smile disappeared. She couldn't remember much, hardly anything. His cologne, something light and tangy. The force of his body driving through hers. He had no name and no face. There was nothing else apart from a lingering sense of regret and disgust that she'd sunk so low as to have sex with a stranger. She shook her head, wondering at the direction of her thoughts. Instead of trying to work out what had happened, she should be kicking the body beside her in an effort to clear both her bedroom and her life from whichever stranger she'd invited back. Her ex-husband was her worst mistake and one she was determined never to repeat. If she could get it so badly wrong the first time, there was every reason to suppose that she'd get it wrong the next. With a sigh, she slid out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?